Welly.
Yes.
And let's turn on the Rumble audio. I just want to make sure it's on. Welly, now that the White House has taken them out, Democrats, I guess, will begin defending Trende Aragua narco-terrorists?
Pretty much, I
in
guess.
In 3, 2, 1. Just waiting for who will go first, screaming their outrage over the dead narco-terrorists, inviting them to settle in sanctuary cities. You know things Democrats do. And wow, what a difference in approach. Video, of course, released yesterday, Lee declassified showing a U.S. military blasting the drug boat, killing 11 suspected Venezuelan Trende Aragua narco-terrorists. I know you just had it in the news. What a difference in approach. Okay, let's just review where we are here, okay? Democrats, you'll remember, under Joe Biden, stood down. Democrat officials in Colorado, Aurora was the acknowledged base of operations for Trende Aragua in America, Aurora, Colorado. Democrats stood down from the local police chief all the way up to the governor and the state attorney general, stood down and let Venezuela's Trende Aragua gang violently seize apartment complexes from landlords in Aurora and El Paso, Texas, too, by the way, and take them over. For what purpose? To sell the little girls they kidnapped, as was amply documented by UK Daily Mail, went in there horrified. And I remember I read to you from those articles, wow, they're not just selling women out of here. These are girls. They look awfully young. Yes, that's what Trende Aragua does, Lee. They traffic girls. You could buy yourself a girl. You could buy yourself a woman. Get yourself a little drugs on the side with the girl or the woman. And that's what they were selling out of these apartment complexes. Now, remember how they got the apartment complexes in Aurora and El Paso. The manager of the apartment complex was beaten near to death and told to deliver the message that the owner did not own it anymore, but he better keep paying property taxes or something might happen to his family. Well, the distraught owner of multiple complexes, these were not small, said, okay, I'll go to the police. They gaffed him off. Said, okay, I'll go to the state attorney general, a Democrat, gaffed off. Said, okay, I'm going to send my attorneys to the governor's office, governor of Colorado, a Democrat, gaffed off. Brought in the FBI, who admitted to the local police, yeah, that's Trende Aragua there taking over apartment complexes. They're doing it all over the country. And they'll brief you about it all day long under Joe Biden, but they won't do a damn thing about it. All those people, Lee, you remember, knew Trende Aragua controlled those apartment complexes and was spreading its influence and sales of children and women against their will in many cases in Aurora. And what did they do? They lied to America to cover it up and keep Trende Aragua in business. The local police didn't touch a hair on their precious little heads. Despite we would later learn from local reporting, because the mainstream media lied about it, that, oh yeah, the FBI came in months ago, told us, yeah, that's Trende Aragua, they control those apartment complexes. Go take them back. But they didn't, for some weird reason. It was almost like they wanted them to settle in America. Well, what a different kind of approach we saw yesterday when Trump blew them the heck away. Kaboom! Yeah. And that's what it's going to take, Lee. It's what it's going to take. It's going to take them looking over their shoulder. Wow, if I bring this fentanyl in here for China, because that's what Trump is going at right here. This is a partnership between China and Maduro and Trende Aragua and the cartels. And they're going to be looking over their shoulders. Well, and, you know, maybe we should find another country to sell drugs and little girls in.
I wonder if Captain Chris Van Hollen will set off on the Freedom Flotilla, Freedom Flotilla, and protect the Trende Aragua drug smuggling boats from the U.S. Navy and escort them to the U.S. Because that seems like to be the anything that Trump does is bad, even if it's something good. So I'm waiting for Democrats to have a plan to escort these Trende Aragua drug dealers into the U.S. territorial waters here.
You know, I know you're being sarcastic, okay?
But
don't be surprised. Do not be surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, when Trump started cracking down on these gang members, remember, CNN went down to Mexico to interview a cartel member to ask how did he feel about this injustice? And a cartel member's like, well, I respect Trump. Well, you know, what are you doing? He's got to do. I'm doing what I got to do. I got to make money. And CNN was like, you know, no, that would, no, you're supposed to be outraged. So, do, you know, Lee, anything's on the table. I'm telling you, I'm waiting, watching the news cycle, waiting to see which Democrat goes first, calling this a human rights atrocity. But I'm telling you, remember the judge, the Democrat judge that was arrested for sheltering a Trenta Aragua member? There is a nexus here that is deliberate. That is not an accident. Trump knows it. He's got the intel and they know it too. They brought in Trenta Aragua on purpose. Now, watch this. See what happens, okay? Maduro, as you just had in the news, is screaming and yelling and saying, oh, yeah, this is a regime change. Well, buddy, if you were never actually elected, when he took over your country by force and by shooting the protesters who pointed out you only got 30% of the vote, something the UN agrees on. You can't really remove a guy who isn't actually the president of a country now, can you? He is a thug dictator, but most importantly, what he is the head of is a cartel. It's a cartel. The Socialist Party is a cartel, and I think very much that's what the Democrats, the model the Democrats are trying to copy. It's very profitable. But there's something I'm interested in, Lee, and I've said it over and over and over again. I want to see if they kill Maduro or if they capture him. And it's going to tell me a lot if they capture him. Okay, it'd be a lot easier to kill him. But, and we're now have a record $50 million reward for him. Why do they want him? I think they want to talk to him. And I think they want to talk to him because he keeps saying in speeches to Trump, I didn't mean to send Trenta Aragua. I didn't even want to. They're my henchmen. Because Trenta Aragua is not like MS-13. It is different. They are socialist, committed socialist. They are the guardians of the Socialist Party of Venezuela. They keep them in power. They are the ones who, when Venezuela confiscated the guns for people's safety, of course, and then redistributed them less than 3 years later, they handed them to Trenta Aragua. Now Trenta Aragua will ride through the street and shoot you in the head if you protest. That's how it works there. And when Maduro said, I didn't want to send them, Biden made me, and told Trump in speeches, and Lee, my daughter is absolutely fluent in Spanish. She's got a certificate from the state that she tested fluent. She's been studying it since seventh grade, right? And I sat there, and I'm pretty good at it, but I'm not perfect like she is. And we sat there, and we translated that speech together. I wanted to hear it myself. I want to make sure I'm not crazy. I am hearing this. And she went word for word and translated it for me. He said to Trump, go check the FBI records. The FBI ran Trenta Aragua through Colombia into the United States of America. He said, there are safe houses. You will find the records. He said, I didn't want to send them. Biden made me. Biden had a $25 million price on his head. So let's see if they pick him up, if they risk the lives of the troops to pick him up. It might be worth it if that's the intel they're looking for. If he's, you know, and he's saying, I know which houses they ran him through. I know where they ran him through. I know how they ran him through. There's a reason they're interested in Venezuela, Lee. It's not just the injustice of how Maduro took over. There's something else going on there. There's something else going on when Democrats stand down. Look, remember this. Before we even discovered Aurora and heard the story of the apartment complexes being taken over, right? Before any of that, the Democrats in that state were refusing to raid those apartment complexes. This is the acknowledged head of operations for Trenta Aragua for the country. Refused to raid them. That poor landlord had to get lawyers, went all the way to the governor's office and couldn't get anything done. That's before anyone knew about it. So that's not them covering for Biden, okay? That's them protecting Trenta Aragua and its lines of business so they can become established in a Democrat city. Why? Why? Why would you do that? Really a Democrat state. They've got the mayor there is technically Republican, but he's really a liberal, so it's whatever. But everybody, the attorney general, the, you know, the governor, state police, all of them. Why would you protect them for months and months and months? And that guy finally went public, and that's what got the national attention. Of course, the media lied. They were protecting Trenta Aragua. Why? Why? Remember the UK Daily Mail article in El Paso? When it took dozens of local law enforcement from surrounding counties to reclaim a hotel there. And It was literally it's urban combat to take it back, right? But they did. They took it back from Tren de Aragua. So they pulled everybody out of the hotel, all the people they were selling. People they were selling. And you know what was lined up on the curb? Children. They were selling children. Why is the Democrat Party protecting this? There's stuff here. We're going to learn stuff by the end of this, by the end of this administration that is going to blow our minds. It's all connected to that bombing yesterday. There's 11 narco terrorists the Democrats will soon be gnashing their teeth over. Did the Democrats intend to use Tren de Aragua just as Maduro does as an internal terrorist organization? Is that why they were merging with them? Is that why they were protecting them in Aurora? Notice what Trump's doing here. It's very interesting. You would think you're going to go bomb people, right? You'd think he'd hit the Mexican cartels. But his first priority is not the Mexican cartels. I'm sure he'll get to them. But it's Tren de Aragua. Now look at what the Democrats' first priority is. Just look, watch the chess pieces move on the board here. Number three story in the nation right now. Headline, appeals court rules Trump cannot use Alien Enemies Act to deport members of Venezuelan gang. Which gang? Tren de Aragua. Why are the Democrats fighting so hard to keep Tren de Aragua? This is a pattern. Again, they allowed them deliberately to take those apartment complexes in Aurora. That was going on for months and months and months before we ever heard about it nationally. As the landlord whose life had been threatened, you better just pay the property tax so we can keep the apartments. We're going to go ahead and eject your tenants so we can sell little girls, women, and drugs out of there. That we've trafficked into the country. You want to know where those 500,000 kids went? You go track down Tren de Aragua. Democrats know where they went. The Democrats refused to raid those apartments from the local police all the way up to the governor's office. And then we find out the FBI briefed them. They knew it was Tren de Aragua. They let them stay in not just a city where they took it over, again, in a city that was the acknowledged national headquarters of Tren de Aragua. Something's going on here. Why would you? If you want to keep illegal immigrants, they got plenty. They got 12 million of them. And that's just what came over the border. They got another 12 million overstayed the visas. Under Joe Biden, they got plenty of voters. Future voters. They don't need Tren de Aragua, but they're fighting to keep the folks. There's more than we know going on here. This stinks to high heaven that the Democrats are doing this. Federal appeals court ruled that Trump administration cannot expedite the deportation of migrants accused of being members of the Venezuelan gang using an 18th century wartime law. The court sided with immigrant rights lawyers? Are you freaking kidding me? Immigrant rights? Stating that the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 was not intended for the use against gangs like Tren de Aragua. They'll do anything to keep them, folks. Why? Because they envision a world like Mexico, where, you know, whoever runs against them ends up dead. Or can't appear in public because they might end up dead while being shot dead on a Facebook live stream. That actually happened in Mexico a few months ago. This is war. You can see that in the sixth most popular story today. Looking at Topic Pulse, Pentagon authorizes up to 600 military lawyers to serve as temporary immigration judges. Why? Trump had to let dozens of them go because they were working for the enemy. They were trying to keep the illegals here. Republicans right now in the Senate will not allow any confirmations. They're hijacking the process. So Trump's got to do something. He's got to get these illegals out of there. There's a massive backlog. So that's what we're doing. Unbelievable. This is a fight, but the good news is we're in it. We had no chance when Joe Biden was president. This country was going to be done 4 more years of that. Finished, just gone. But we got a chance now. Again, notice he went for Tren de Aragua first. Notice what happened in D.C., Trump overnight vowing to go into Chicago. Why? So we could do the same thing he did in D.C. Does he care about crime stats in blue cities? Yeah, maybe. That's not what's about that. He's going in to get the gang members that make the nexus for these cartel and Tren de Aragua groups. They picked up 1,600 of them in D.C., 1,600 arrests, right? But the critical part was the 81 local and illegal immigrant gang members they picked up. That's why they went in. They got to go, literally physically go in and get them. Democrats are fighting that. They're fighting that bigly. They just went to a liberal judge and got an order that Trump can't use the National Guard in California anymore. And what they did to get that order, this is fascinating, is they pretended that he was there doing law enforcement like he did in D.C. They pretend that's a lie, but they pretended that. So they could bar him from sending in the National Guard. Why? Because that way, the Democrat thugs that surrounded the ICE building threatened their lives and wouldn't let them come and go. And then when they called 911, no police came. The thugs can go back to forming barriers around the ICE building. That's what this is about. So they can keep the thugs there. They have got to protect them. These networks that human traffic, that bring them their little girls, that bring them 500,000 future voters who are children so they could sell them for sex, that bring them all of this stuff. And I think they let these gangs sell these kids for sex. I don't think the Democrats are doing it. But I think that the gangs won't come here if they don't get to sell kids for sex. So the Democrats turn their heads, stop the DNA testing, and let them do it. And Trendy Rock says, okay, bring you voters. We'll help you conquer your political rivals if we have an interest, and their interest is selling kids and kidnap women for sex. That's what they do. This is an evil time in America, and there are evil people running that party. They are truly, as Stephen Miller said on TV, a domestic extremist organization. So what did they do overnight? I'm going to dig deep into this because you got to understand what's going on here. And you can't understand it if you don't have the background on it. And I'll set it up in the next segment because it's fascinating what's going on. It's fact. Trump has not sent the National Guard into Portland yet. And in Portland, they have to keep snipers on top of the ICE building to keep the lunatic Trantifa maniac Democrat thugs who surround those buildings every day from killing ICE officers, attacking ICE officers. Do I have your attention? See, that's the model. Night after night after, even the liberal neighbors can't take it anymore. The screaming, the yelling, the fight. This is a civil war. And we don't have National Guard in Portland. And that's why it is literally hand-to-hand combat there for the federal ICE officers to come and go from their own building. They want to reintroduce that model into California. I'll explain like no one else will coming up next. I have never seen anyone fight like this man, like Trump. This is glorious. This is a scary time in this country and even scarier prospect that we lose. But the way that we are fighting is something I have never seen in my lifetime. And you could be grateful for that. All right. Here's what's going on. Just had a judge rule Trump cannot use the National Guard in California.
And the rogue resistance continues in California as well. The 85-year-old Clinton appointee, Judge Charles Breyer, ruled that the president acted unlawfully when he activated the National Guard to handle the anti-ICE riots in L.A. Breyer cited the Posse Comitatus Act, a 19th century law that generally prohibits the use of troops for domestic law enforcement purposes. Breyer was overturned, you'll recall, after a similar heavy-handed ruling involving the Trump deployment earlier this year. But he obviously didn't get the point.
Okay, let's back up. They went into court, found a liberal judge, pretended that what Trump was doing in California is what he was doing in D.C., which is law enforcement. That's not what he was doing. Crime enforcement. Basically acting as a cop. It's not what he was doing. And our side largely missed what Trump was doing in California. Well, what was he doing out there? That's first place sent to guard. ICE riots. Okay, good. You're getting closer. What started it? Don't forget this. Because you're still seeing what started it going on in Portland. And it was shocking. Liberal thug lunatics, Trantifa types, black blocks, they're violent shock troops, Marxist shock troops, surrounded the ICE building and would not let them come or go. So they were on the sidewalk, right? What is that? City property. What did they do? What you do when thugs are threatening you from outside the building? And it's very dangerous because the left has a history, especially in Summer of Love, of barring you, locking you into the building, using trash receptacles, the big steel ones, sometimes hammering wooden sheets over doors, then throwing Molotov cocktails in to try to burn you alive. They did that in Portland. The mayor had to beg them to stop trying to murder people. It's what the left does. So they're out there. They're threatening ICE to do all. So then ICE calls 911. UK Daily Mail documented this. I don't know why it wasn't more widely picked up by our site, but I made a huge deal of it at the time. ICE trapped in a building, liberal thugs outside, calls 911. Send some help. An hour goes by. 2 hours go by. No help comes. Trump was furious. Now, we would later learn why no help came. Because the mayor, Karen Bass of LA, what did she do? She personally went down to the 911 call center, the dispatch center, which is all together. There's this 911 call center, the dispatch center, all of it, to make sure no cops were deployed. They were working together to thug out on these ICE agents. Might have got somebody killed. Trump goes, wow, they might get somebody killed. Democrats are snickering, thinking they got the upper hand. Trump says, no, you don't. I'm sending in the guard. What did the guard do? This is largely lost on most Americans. It's okay. Our side didn't do a good job of covering it. What did the guard actually do? Here's federal prosecutor Bill O'Saley explaining what few Americans know.
You look at the video, that's our federal building back there. My office is in one of them. So they set up a perimeter around the building to keep the thugs from coming in and breaking into the federal courthouse.
Yeah.
But you see them. You see them there protecting our buildings behind them. Their purpose there is protection. It's not enforcement of laws.
And they didn't, he says.
This is a frivolous ruling by an activist judge. It's based on a completely misleading premise that the National Guard was used here in L.A. to conduct law enforcement activities. They weren't. We were very clear from day one. The purpose of the National Guard is to protect federal property and personnel. When we were being overwhelmed and inundated by thugs, frankly, released and encouraged by the elected officials here in California, it was designed to keep us from doing immigration enforcement. So the National Guard came out to support our agents, to watch their backs while they go out and do law enforcement. They've never been used to do law enforcement themselves. It's completely
okay.
False.
So this is civil war. This is a Marxist uprising in L.A. They're trying to protect their networks of cartel and criminal leadership there, and probably Trinidad and Aragua as well. The very networks that bring them their children, their future voters, all of that. The illegal immigrants. Okay. What are they, what do they want California to look like? Portland. A place Trump has not sent the guard. A place where they need to keep snipers round the clock on the roof of the ICE and court buildings to keep violent black bloc liberal Marxist shock troops from hurting or killing federal agents. Fuck, this is a war. I'll play this out of Portland. This is what we're trying to prevent in L.A.
Protesters clashing with ICE officers and federal agents outside an ICE facility in Portland overnight. Agents had to use tear gas while they were reportedly attempting to disperse the crowd. This was after protesters rolled out a guillotine and burned an American flag. According to a reporter there on the ground, no arrests were made, but the guillotine was seized. And this wasn't the only protest yesterday, with anti-Trump and anti-ICE rallies breaking out across the sanctuary city.
Right. Okay, so this goes on night after night after night in Portland. It's never stopped since the LA riots. And that's because Trump didn't send a guard in there. Only sent it to LA, didn't send it to Portland. Night after night after night, snipers on the roof. Mostly they use rubber bullets. Try to repel the left as they lay siege to the building again and again and again. Now you got Portland police. They're under control of left-wing Marxist thugs who run the city, so they don't help. But it's like going into a foreign country. I'm not joking. Now listen to the AG of California, Rob Bonta, take a victory lap. Why? Because they want to do the same thing in LA. Redeploy the thugs while holding back the police, and they can't do that if Trump uses National Guard. Here's the Attorney General of California, Rob Bonta.
With today's decision, Trump is barred from using the National Guard and Marines in California for law enforcement purposes. That means the military troops can't engage in arrests, searches and seizures, security patrols, crowd control, interrogation, or anything deemed as executing the law.
And of course, I'm getting some pushback on the text line. Texter writes, D.C., Chicago, Portland, L.A., Greenville, His legacy, I think they mean Trump. His legacy will be how he convinced freedom-loving conservatives to celebrate the federalization of America. That's not going, that's not what's going on here. I would not support that. That's not what's going on here. You don't get to attack federal ICE agents. You don't get to do that. You don't get to menace them. You don't get to trap them in their building. You don't get to assault them. You don't get to do that. We do not allow that. Because you know what? Those thugs will start showing up everywhere that's purple to menace us. You've got to fight back now. Now, if Trump sent these thugs, these people in there after these thugs for like no reason, that would be one thing. That's not what he's doing. He is disassembling criminal networks. And he specifically sent them into, he's going to win in court. They'll overturn this. Because he specifically sent them into California to protect the ICE agents and federal officers. You don't get to go to war with that. You don't get to. It was going to spread. And folks, you already saw what Democrats were doing in California. Remember the Democrat councilwoman telling the gangs, the Tren de Aragua, the MS-13s, hey, Julie, why don't you come on out here and fight these ICE agents? That was the plan. You don't get to attack federal agents implementing the law, the actual immigration law of this country. This is not the federalization of America. This is taking back conquered territory. Territory conquered by cartels in partnership with the Chinese, funded by the Chinese. We're going to get more back into that today. Holy cow. And the Democrat Party. You want to know what it looks like when a society breaks down? When we begin to see things we've never seen before in America, which, by the way, is what the Battleground America Friday podcast is always about. If you only listen to one, listen to that one, especially if you love the show, but you're super busy and you don't have time to listen every day. I run down the news that was. This will be in Battleground, and my only criteria is things we've never seen before. Why? Again, those are the things that drive a changing society to changes we've never seen before in America. We've never seen this in America before. A country so divided, we cannot agree on whether we should kill the president. And folks, this was coming. I mean, look, the last poll quoted by Tulsi Gabbard, a full 32% of the Democrat Party flat out said to the pollster, it would have been a good thing if the Trump assassins had succeeded. We want him dead. It's where they are. And look, it's not entirely their fault. A lot of them are insane, but a lot of them are just hepped up on fake news to the point they're just dangerous. Delusional and dangerous. They don't live in reality. And that's how you get this. Folks, we've never seen this before. Headline, grand jury declines to indict woman accused of death threats against Trump. Natalie Rose Jones, remember her from a couple weeks ago? Arrested August 16th. The problem is the grand jury was in D.C., a place weaponized by fake news. Her death threats were real clear. Quote, she wrote, I am willing to sacrificially kill this POTUS, talking about Trump, by disemboweling him and cutting out his trachea. Pretty clear. Do you think one of us would be allowed to say that? About a Democrat president, about Joe Biden? Nah, they'd be at our house and they should be. We've always agreed on that in America. You don't kill a president you disagree with. But they think they are living through a totalitarian fascist takeover by a Hitler-type leader. It's not true, but that's what their media tells them. They think they have to defend themselves. Natalie Rose Jones, no indictment by that grand jury. Folks, 90% of grand juries indict. If we're to the point where Democrats are like, yeah, we'd like to kill him too, now we're going to let you go. You can't even get an indictment for threatening to kill the president, and you know if one of us threatened to kill Joe Biden under the D.C. jurisdiction. You know they'd have buried us under the jail. What are you looking at? Dual justice has become a moral value to the left. Crimes are okay if Democrats commit them, but not okay on the double if Republicans do. They are beginning to accept this. This is a Marxist mentality. This is exactly how the justice system works in China. Exactly. Where the justice you get depends on your political ranking. There are 10, five oppressor groups that you don't want to be a part of, and five oppressed groups. You could do just about anything to the oppressor groups. And that's how justice is meted out. You're wrong from the moment you're born. If you are perceived to be a low-value asset to the party, it is best if you were dispensed. That is a Marxist mentality. It drove the Russian Revolution that ended up with the ended in Russia being the USSR right there. This is a problem, folks. I never thought I'd see this. When we cannot agree on whether it's okay to threaten to kill the president, that is the law, but it's not in D.C. anymore. What do I tell you? We're losing these areas. We are losing control of territory. And what else have I told you? Somebody's coming in to fill that vacuum. Who is it? We're going to talk more about this as the show unfolds, too. It's China. Folks, not enough was made, and I think as we went into the Labor Day weekend, not enough was made by talk radio about that New York Times article, where the New York Times actually admits China is taking over the Democrat Party in New York. It is beginning to call the shots on who wins Democrat primaries. They've got gobs of money flowing through there. That's coming. Folks, that's coming to D.C. It's coming everywhere. China will take control of this party. It's already happening in New York. That's what this is about. That's how you lose territory in your country. That's what Trump's doing with the Guard. He's trying to take it back. Civil war, folks. It's a civil war. Again, we've never seen this before. Ah, killed a president. We talking about President Trump? No, that's good. No, don't indict her. Folks, this isn't a jury. This is a grand jury. The preponderance of evidence needed is very little. Because you still got to try him. Wow. Things we've never seen before.